Hi, my name is Leon Welicki, and I'm a Senior Program Manager with the Windows Workflow Foundation team. In this session, I'll talk about what is new in Windows Workflow Foundation 4.5. Workflow 4.5 addresses key feedback that we learned from our Workflow 4 customers. This is a very customer-driven release, and that's something that in the product team we are particularly happy about. I would like to extend a big thank you to you, the Workflow customer, as we couldn't have done this release without you. And that's in the name of the entire team. Next is that Workflow 4.5 does not break any of the Workflow 4 scenarios. It is actually a set of additive improvements built on top of the Workflow 4 code base in a non-breaking manner. You can think of it as an in-place replacement, which means that if you have a Workflow 4 app and you install 4.5, everything should keep working seamlessly. And we thoroughly tested to make sure that this is a reality. Let's talk about the features. We organized our features around three major buckets. The first one is authoring improvements. Here we try to help you to be more efficient when you author your workflows. Key features in this space are C# expressions, contract first, improvements to the designer, and state machine workflows. Next, we have versioning. Provide you with the basic building blocks so you can build versioning story on top of workflow. Key features in this space are workflow identity, side-by-side versioning, and dynamic update. Last but not least, runtime enhancement, improved runtime performance and extensibility. And again, key features in this space are Visual Basic Expressions performance, both at design time and runtime, expressions extensibility, and the ability of running your workflows in partial trust. The best way of learning about those features is see them in action. We won't be able to see them all, but we will get to a big chunk of them. And this is how we will do it. We will go to a demo, and we will model a very simple purchase approval process. It's very simple. The main goal is to see the features, not the process by itself. And this is a process where somebody requests the approval of a purchase, providing his employee ID, description of goods, an amount, and somebody else will approve it. In between, a tracking number will be calculated that will be returned to the approver for further reference. So let's go to Visual Studio and start working on this. We will use contract-first authoring, which means our workflow is going to be the implementation of an existing WCF service. So our starting point is a WCF service contract. So you can see here, very simple. Two operations, request, approve, as we just described. The first thing that we need to do is to import the service contract in the project where we have the workflow. And that's what I will do right now. The result of importing a service contract is a set of activities being generated in the project where each one of those activities represents a contract operation, which is what I'm showing you right now here, the request and the approve, as you can see. We are not done yet, though, because we need to indicate that our service implements the contract. But that is easy too. What I'll do is I go to the service and I configure the implemented contract's property, as I'm doing right now. As a result of doing this, you will notice that we have warnings in our workflow. And that's fine, that's by design. What it's telling us basically is that we are implementing a contract, but we are not fully honoring it. It is expecting a request and an approve operation. So let's start fleshing out our workflow. The first thing that we will do is we will add the request. So let's drop this activity. And the first thing that you will notice is these blue triangles that if I drop my activity on top of one of those, it will be connected to the closest shape. This is one of the designer improvements that we called Auto Connect. We still have a warning though, because we have two operations and we only implemented one. So let's add the second here. Again, I have the drop targets, the triangle, so if I drop it there, I can rapidly connect the two shapes. So Auto Connect is helping us again. Warnings are gone. But before I mention something about a tracking number, what we will do is we will use an assign activity to calculate that tracking number and assign it to a string variable. As you can see, when I'm going over the line, I get a visual cue in the designer, which means that if I drop it, something will happen. And what happens is that the activity gets inserted in between the two activities connected by the line. This is another of the designer improvements that we call auto-insert. I have a variable that is the tracking code, and the first thing to notice is that the assign is asking me for a C# expression. This is another of the important improvements and was one of the key feedback that we got from our customers. And this is how it works in Workflow 4.5. If you do a C# project, you will get C# expressions. If you do a BB project, you will get BB expressions. So you get expressions in the language of the project. For C# expressions, we have all the language services that we have for VB, as you may imagine, like autocomplete, IntelliSense, etc. So let's calculate our tracking number. Very simple. We'll do an string format, and we will use several variables that we have already declared in the workflow. So again, we saw C# expressions. So now, at this point, we have all the activities in the workflow in place, but as you can see, this doesn't fully convey what's actually going on. You can fully see what the process does. I mean, you can imagine, but if you want to get a better detail, you need to drill into all the details to see what's actually going on. In 4.5, we added the ability of adding annotations to your workflow, which means you can add text to your activity surface that describes what your activity does. So for example, in this case, I can say request approval of a new purchase, providing the employee ID, description of goods, and amount. This description can be shown collapsed, or I can pin it to the activity such that it's always present. As a result of this, I can enrich my designer canvas with lots of descriptions where appropriate, and I can print out a definition of the workflow and share with my users, and they can read through it. They don't need to know all the details in order to understand what the process does. But there are some other cases where you really want to know those details. For example, I mentioned that with contract first, we generated these activities, the request and the approve, that represent the service contract. So you might imagine that behind this block that you're seeing, there's something else, some messaging activities that model the service, the operation signature. For those cases where you want to see the full outline, we added an outline view that gives you a full tree representation of the workflow. So you can see it all in a single view. And by the way, if you click to any of the activities, we will take you directly there, no matter how deep the nesting is. Another of the improvements that we mentioned that we have is versioning. And we mentioned workflow identity. Identity provides us with the ability of associating a name and a version to an existing workflow definition, such that all instances will be tagged with that name and version. And workflow identity is a host-independent concept, so it's available to in all our hosts. I will show you right now how to set it for the workflow service that we are editing. And it's very simple. I go to the properties of the service. I have a definition identity property. I can set a new identity. And I can say a name, as I mentioned, and a version. So we have the purchase approval version 1. And I'm all set. Now, I have another version of this process fully configured. There are some things that we need to set, like the correlation and things that are related with workflow 4, that in interest of time we will skip. So we will run it to see what happens when you run one of these processes. What I will do is I will launch the process, create a couple of instances, and then go back to the instance store to see what's in there. So we will request for employee 1. He wants to buy a PC, $500. Employee 2, he wants to buy a car of $50,000. He might not get. So I have two instances created. Here, I have the instances view in the instance store that provides me a view of all the instances that are running in my workflow service. As you can see, I have two instances as expected. I created two instances right now, but they have purchase approval version 1, so they have the right identity set on them. There's another scenario, versioning scenario, that is very common and you told us that you really cared about. It's very frequent. So you have this process that is going, and at some point you want to make some change to the process. You want to add a new version. But what you actually want is that existing instances keep running with the original version, and the new instances to be started with the latest version that you added. Like for example, you establish a new policy, things that are ongoing, that's fine, they should keep going with the original policy, but the new instances, they should honor the latest policy that you have. And we made that scenario really, really easy. So let me show you how to do it. The first thing that you have to do is to copy the current version to a special folder. And one thing that I recommend is to change the name to the actual version, but that's not required. Then you make all the edits in your workflow. In this case, we will do two things. We will change the identity to 20, and we will change the tracking number. Let's say that, for example, in this case, it's fiscal year 2012 started, so all the request purchases, we want to tag them with FY12. So we will start again this workflow service, create an instance, and see what happens, as we did before. I will request and you purchase, and Project 3 wants to buy another PC, $600. It's fine. And if I go back to the instance store, now we will have three instances, which is expected. If I see the identities, I have two version 1 and one version 2, as expected as well. So now, let's make it more interesting. I will complete the approval for employee 1, which we created with our original version of the service. And we will approve it. He wanted to buy a $500 PC, so he should get it. So as you can see, the tracking number is the original one. I will do the same now for employee 3, which we created with the updated version of the service, which he wants to also get a PC. And as you can see, the tracking number is different. It has the new version of the workflow. And we did all this without writing a single line of code. The next improvement that we mentioned that we have is state machine workflows. As you can see, state machines are a first-class artifact in workflow 4.5, and they show in the toolbox like any other activity. You can use state machine as your top-level abstraction, like you create a full state machine workflow, or you can embed it in other workflows, like for example, inside of a flowchart. One of the things that you could consider, for example, this is a purchase request, right? And at some point, you need to pay back to the employee. So you could say, okay, I'm going to add a state machine here to fulfill the payment once it's approved. And again, if I added the state machine, I drill in, and I have all the features that we've been mentioning, like auto-insert and auto-connect, are available for us to use, and annotations, etc. Let me show you a fully configured state machine. In this case, this state machine that you're seeing right here represents the operation of an ATM machine. And as you can see, our state machine is very feature-rich, has quite rich semantics that you can use in your processes. Also, the outline view and all the designer improvements are available for you to use. As you can see, we have all the states here. And by the way, this example, if you're interested, is part of our labs, so you can download and play with it. Strongly recommend you to do it and tell us what you think. So let's recap. In summary, Workflow 4.5 takes Workflow 4 and makes it better. What we are doing is taking the Workflow 4 story and moving it forward. And we are doing it in a way that is backwards, fully backwards compatible, so you can preserve your existing Workflow 4 investments. Finally, I want to end up with a call to action. Install and try Workflow 4.5 today. And when you do so, tell the world about it. Tell your friends, blog, tweet about it. And very importantly, tell us what you think. We would love to hear from you. And there are multiple ways in which you can engage with us. We have Facebook, you can send us email. What suits you better is going to be great for us to learn about you. So I hope that you enjoy Workflow 4.5 as much as the team enjoyed building it. And let's keep in touch. Thank you very much for watching.